It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's serious. Pro football focus. Got three games to work with.
No. I'm not going off last year.
Oh, I'm sorry. The eight games that he started the year before.
Prior to last year. Cam Robinson didn't play the full year 2 years ago either.
Wow. 101 starts at left tackle.
Yeah. Sounds like y'all about to have fun today.
I didn't know. Yeah. I bet you, though, the people probably rolling with you, though.
They're going to go against
your boy, but wow, man.
I do love that from the 559, they just wanted you to hear this one more time. 380, just wanted you to know how big Trent Brown is. And yes, 713, Trent Brown, not Trent Williams. That is exactly
I was about to say, I had to look up the Trent Brown. I thought it was. Well, all right.
I love the energy. The vibes are right here on a Friday. Appreciate, fellas. That was a very fun D&M Auto Leasing Crosstalk. For the day.
Have a good week.
We're actually done for the week.
I got to wait 10 minutes before I look over there.
Yeah, enjoy the weekend. You guys, you're not even going to look at them? That's crazy.
Well, I mean, this shows, right, Tyler? Luke's dead last in our our March Madness.
That ain't right.
Pool our company bracket here. Luke's dead last.
I'm in second, right on Lopez's heels.
Yeah, I mean,
don't remind him of that. He feels too good about it.
Did I mention I went 15
yesterday?
You're
listening to KLT AM, KLT FM, HD2 Houston, and Odyssey Sports Station. I had to stop him from saying that.
What was your one?
Nope.
I knew ultimately some kind of Aggies would disappoint me. It was the Utah State Aggies.
I had them too, man. And they really disappointed me. Got their asses kicked.
If you can't tell, the drive is live.
Yeah,
hey, boys.
Thank you. The drive is live. Clint's out today, but Luke is in here firing. I mean, he is out here hiding behind cars and just firing out shots.
It's what the drive does, baby. Barrel fire hot takes.
I like it, man. That one. I hadn't heard that one yet. I hadn't heard.
Well, he just signed like 30 minutes ago.
I had not heard.
I had to be first to the market.
Do you think he's better than Titus Howard?
Set the tone.
You think he's a Luke? That you are thinking about it. you just went like the Texans are in trouble if you are not definitive that Trent. That Trent Brown is better than the Titus and Cam aren't better than Trent Brown. I mean, they're in trouble.
Yeah, it's more of an indictment. I just am down on Cam Robinson.
I get it, but I just presented Trent Brown against Titus Howard, and you have yet to say You've just said, ah.
I had to think about it first. Give me Tytus Howard.
All right, man, we gotta have fun. All right, Luke's in the building.
Wow,
Luke's in the building. It'll be a good show today. A lot to get to. Shout out to everybody who is taking us in. If you are on YouTube and Twitch, hello, how are you? Good to see you in the building. If you are on getting a part of the show, the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line 713-572-4610. Yeah, I know it. Yeah, somebody else is too in here. We appreciate you joining the show as well. Tournament action, we will keep you updated or abreast, however you want to go about it, on what's happening today.
I appreciate that.
Alabama, who was just flirting with Bobby Moe today, Robert Morris, they finally pull away. They win 90-81. That's Final Four team for me. So that was a little dicey.
Uh-oh.
A little dicey for me there. But Iowa State's beating the brakes off of Lipscomb. Boy, I had some party times with some people from Lipscomb. I'll just say that out in Nashville.
Really?
I'd
like to revisit that later on in the show.
Shout out to Trey, man. Me and you, we do some work out there, didn't we? Baylor.
Gotta explore that later.
Baylor, they get a 3-point W out there. So a lot getting on. Cooper Flagg, the potential start of the tournament, he gets started coming up here soon. So a lot to get to here, as we will keep you updated. Again, Luke Morrow is in, and he is dead last in our office pool. I think that is out of 60 people. He is dead last. I don't know if it's 60. I just found like a good number. It's nationwide, right? It's not just the sports.
It's us everybody. At 610. It's at the Bull Mix. It's the sales folks, everybody.
I would almost argue that's more impressive to be dead last than in first.
I only missed two yesterday, boys. Second place.
What would be your argument that that's more impressive? What would be your argument?
Just because I was able to pull it off.
Were you going upset?
He did that.
Were you going upset heavy?
Yeah.
Had to be.
So
you had to pick High Point. I did pick
High Point.
You may have grabbed Montana.
No, I wanted to. I didn't. Thank goodness.
Well, hell, wow. I guess what stopped you there?
I know. Because I had, I think I have an upset in the very next matchup, the next matchup. So I didn't want to go both upsets next to each other. Yeah, I did. 2 years ago, look, I've always done terrible in brackets. I've never won a bracket despite the many pools I've been in for over 20 years. I'm terrible, despite watching tons of college basketball. But 2 years ago, I was in like the top 1% on ESPN because I just went straight chalk. And I should have followed that because the last 2 years I've picked a lot of upsets and we don't really get as many upsets as we used to. I don't know if we ever really got a lot of upsets, but yeah, I went with a handful of upsets and they haven't panned out so far.
Yeah, I had a couple hit me in the face. Boy, that Drake one. To me, I always think it's always going to be a few more. It's not as many upsets as many people think. Like, right. That's why I always think. And that second, the first part of the day, I was with Lopez. That second half of the day just really got away for me. Yeah.
It's early, though. As long as you keep your Elite Eight, Final Four teams.
I'll represent us well. I'm near the top.
Well, hey, I got Sweet 16 teams in. I've got all that in, so I'm still in good shape.
That's all that matters.
I just lost a few. And I'm in a good place, man.
You want to talk about what we need to talk about?
Oh, I'm so happy. Someone texted, hey, Ronnie, tell us about those sorry Jayhawks. It's over. Thank God.
Clint's Razorbacks.
Listen.
It couldn't have been easy.
It was like waiting on someone's death.
Damn.
It's just like, I'm just saying, you know how it's like.
And you want them out of their misery.
Yeah, and you understand the responsibility that you're having to take on and the stress and everything else, and you're just, just ready to...
Just end it.
And
that horse out back.
And they did what they do and somehow found themselves in a lead at the under four timeout and then promptly went turnover, 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 missed shot, turnover, turnover, three.
Yeah, not a good ending for Dickinson in that second half.
So you didn't have to say his name. That's the one.
Yeah.
In that second half, he did what?
He didn't score.
Yeah, he didn't score.
And he had those two turnovers and then missed the three. And even on another, they had tried to get that lob to him on the pick and roll and couldn't convert that late in the game. I thought Bill Self, I wish.
Coached his ass off.
Oh, for sure. But I wish he went to the zone even sooner because Arkansas had no idea. I'm so tired of Calipari. The guy doesn't know what he's doing either. And they were clueless against this. They should have played the whole game in zone. Arkansas would have scored 40 points.
Well, they scored 17 until the
yeah,
until that 15-5 run.
Kansas just couldn't do enough.
They're just not good.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound.
Rub it. I'm good. I'm in it. This is over. I watched it this morning, the final 10 minutes of the game, and I deleted that season. Delete. It's over. Shout out, Matt Hardy. Delete. Yeah. It's over, and I'm happy about it. I feel so much better. I can watch this thing in peace.
It's true.
The one thing, Luke, that I would like to add to it is many of you have sought out to try to be mean to me, and I get the understanding of what John Cena is talking about.
It's uncalled for.
It is. I sometimes feel like I am in an abusive relationship with some of you. Some of you who decided to seek me out, and I don't hurt you. I don't understand it. Like, I'm a nice face. You know, Cousin Show is there for you. And many of you get so excited about my pain. And that's okay, though. I can take. I just don't know why. I don't do that to you.
Ron's got some juice to him.
I try to stick my arms out and hug you. Unless you really corner me and put me in the corner like a badger and I have to scratch and claw my way out of that corner like Clint did that one day and many of you. And that's the one time in 5 years that I had to claw out.
I'll never forget.
But outside of that, but many of you hunt me down.
What is it you say? You go low and I go lower.
I try not to go to the basement with you. I have been pushed one time.
The dungeon.
And I have gone to the basement, but it's all right. It's over. I'm glad. And I can enjoy this thing.
Yes.
U of H, beautiful yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Ass kicking. Enjoyed it.
Aggies.
A&M, happy for you.
Beautiful. Gig 'em, baby.
Felt good.
Go home, nerds.
And I feel like, and I have so many, like one guy texted me. He said, boy, it's been a real rough start to the year for you. Got your asses kicked in the Super Bowl. Yeah. And then Kansas losing. I'm thinking to myself, I bet this guy would pray to get his ass kicked in the Super Bowl.
Bundle of rooster do.
Shoot an AFC championship.
But I didn't say it back. But it's all right. It's all right. I love you too. But no, man. I hope today, and we still haven't seen it. I hope we start to see some damn madness today. I like the
not wild enough for you.
Well, I mean, I need to see a shot, a buzzer beater. I thought we might get one with Mississippi State. That's mm-hmm. the closest we've been. That
turned into being real uneventful.
Just airballed it. Airballed a three and whatever. But we haven't seen that. We haven't had the March Madness moment yet. Hopefully we get some today.
Yeah, I hope so. I think the first round of March Madness has sort of jumped the shark in recent years. And I think when you look back, 2 years ago, we had five upsets in the first round. One was a 10-7, doesn't really count. Not a lot of, it was pretty chalky 2 years ago. Last year was the best year in over two decades for the betting public, who usually bet favorites. It became predictable last year in the first round, and bettors cleaned up. And then this year, I mean, we've had now, so far, if you include today as well, four games in single digits. It's been a lot of blowouts. And we haven't had a buzzer beater in 4 years. We were close with Furman 2 years ago, but that was with 3 seconds left.
Has it been that long?
But I will even take something like that. We haven't even had anything like when Van Gundy almost fell out of his
seat. Yeah, that was the one. Yeah, Furman.
Out of his seat.
Harlan had to hold him back.
There hasn't been anything close. Like, I mean, the closest game that I could think of is the Clemson-McNeese game, and that wasn't that close. That was a layup that they let him go, but that was an ass-kicking throughout.
It was a 22-point game under eight left, and Clemson made a late run. But, you know, you might think, well, buzzer beaters, those aren't all that common. Sportsbooks still priced it at plus 100 this year. There'd be a buzzer beater, which tells you it's a 50-50 thing, and yet we haven't had one in 4 years. So it's almost becoming the men's tournament.
Has it been 4 years?
Yeah, 2021.
That's what Tyler just said.
It's it's becoming like the women's tournament where there's not a lot of upsets, and then it's all about the big matchups the later you go.
Yeah.
And in the men's, we're not getting a lot of upsets. Favorites went 12-4 yesterday. But then you look at, oh, now you get Patino and Cal, and you get if UConn wins tonight, you get the two-time defending champs against Florida in the next round. And you get these better matchups the later you go, which actually is better for the tournament. When you get to the Sweet 16, Elite
Eight,
you want
a little bit of a craziness early, but not all the name teams, the blue bloods. You want a little bit of crazy, but then at the end you want the Duke and
right.
Auburn.
Then you regret having Loyola Chicago or FAU in the Final Four. But I think the opening round of March Madness, which I love, I watched every game yesterday. I'll watch every game today. I think it's almost becoming like a St. Patrick's Day or a New Year's Day where it's becoming more about the title than what it actually is. It's great to call out of work, sit at home, watch games all day yesterday, but then you watch these games, they're all blowouts. It's not very entertaining.
Yeah, it had to get close. Hopefully, again, like you said, hopefully it's getting closer. Like, you know, some of the 1-16, 2-15 matchups are generally, for the most part, are going to be that. Like Duke's already up 13-2 on Mount St. Mary's.
Yeah, that'll get
you know what game I can't wait for is Florida. When those kids, the Norfolk State, talking about they were upset, they were 28.5-point underdogs.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're about to get out here and get ran. Get out and get ran and go be upset. Hopefully they keep it under and say, see, lost by 27 today, baby. We ain't supposed to be underdogs like that. Listen, one thing I am hearing, and let your boy help you out. One thing I am hearing after day one is, and I heard Seth and Sean kind of talk about maybe they got screwed in the seeding here, is with the performance of Gonzaga yesterday. And how they just blew away. I think that thing was 23-3 at some point early. How they blew away Georgia, and Georgia never had the game. I think it was 89-68, and it wasn't even that close of a game. And their next opponent is Houston.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.